Just tuned into the Basic Foundation Show. TC here with you, Jaron for Jesus, Sons of Thunder. Got my partner in crime, AB, in the building, y'all.
Nah, it ain't your partner in crime. your partner in Christ, AB.
I know, that's right. And the Basic Foundation Show will be coming up very shortly here. And going to be talking about the truth about radio part two. Talking more about internet radio. Going to be getting more in depth about radio and getting people to understand how internet radio flowed in this evening. We definitely want you to be a part of the conversation. Number to call is area code 712-432-0075. Again, that's 712-432-0075. The access code is 885995. Again, that's 885995. And we'll get into some real good conversations this evening, man. And glad to have AB, the other half of Gem of Jesus, Sons of Thunder, with me this evening.
You know what? Basic Foundation Show part two. You know, I missed part one.
Yeah.
How can I get a hold of part one?
I actually get an email. It's at WOGS1039FM@gmail.com. Once again, that's WOGS1039FM@gmail.com.
You know what? Not to rush the program a little bit, but
yes, sir.
What is the truth about radio?
Well, we're going to get to more about that. I ain't going to get to it just yet. We got some experts that's actually been in the game for a while, especially about internet radio. But I know the truth about radio. One thing about it, the misconception is that you just can use that just for marketing. We're going to be talking about that as well as getting more in depth about internet radio, the difference between terrestrial and internet, because a lot of people don't understand the difference, and we want to make sure that we...
You said, what was that word, terrestrial?
Terrestrial, yeah. Pretty much it's a brick-and-mortar station like your 93 FMs here, you know, like, you know, the 107.9s and the Radio 1000s and things of that nature.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, whereas internet radio, you know, it takes the same amount of work that terrestrial radio does, and you'll get tap into that this evening. So, once again, if you just tuned in, of course, you're listening to JFJ Live Talk Radio, the Basic Foundation Show.
That's right. I think you better get your ink pen together, get your little tape recorders or whatever you use to record, because this is going to be some good stuff.
I know, that's right. We're going to be playing it back throughout the week. That's what you should do with the Basic Foundation Show. So you definitely want to go ahead and avail yourself to capture it during the week. Every weekday at 12, we're going to be playing different ones. We talked about last week, we talked about the Scandal Show with the GMWA and the gag. And we're definitely going to be playing that again, as well as a lot of great information went forth on that show. So once again, 712-432-0075. Access code is 885995. We'll get into some, get into some things about it. And like I said, wait for everybody to call in this evening. And we're definitely going to tap into the Basic Foundation Show, man. And like I said, if you haven't missed any of the installments, of course, you can email us. We can send it to you, edit it and everything at WOGS139FM@gmail.com. Once again, that's WOGS139FM@gmail.com. And man, we've been having some great shows and great information going out, talking about the music industry as itself as a whole. You know, and we definitely want to keep that going.
You know what? It sounds like y'all on y'all on the ball.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely talking about it. You know, we try to get a lot of independent artists. You know, that's how we play music. We like, you know, to have engaged internet.
Exactly. What is an independent artist, TC?
Well, it's artists that don't have the mainstream backing behind them. And we often talk about how to market yourself. I think that's the number one thing.
What you mean? To me, you know, I look at the way we find good music.
Uh-huh.
You know, to me, if you got a good song or you got some good music, it should find its way to the top.
Yeah. All right. We got a call coming in right now. Calling in from the phone. I already know who this is. The hot seat man himself. Kevin James. Kevin James, what's going on, family?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, man. We in the house praising the Lord, man. On the Basic Foundation show this evening, man. Glad to have you a part of the conversation this evening. We're still waiting for everybody else to call in. And I got my partner, the other half of Jam for Jesus Sons, another AB with us tonight, sir.
What's up, Mr. James?
Oh, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, we're trying to get the JFJ Live Talk Radio in full swing, taking the limits off. And I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, we was chopping it up, man, about music, man. I was just bringing AB up to speed as far as some of the things we talked about on the show. And tonight, we're going to be talking about the truth about radio part two, getting into more in depth about internet radio and, you know, the difference between that and terrestrial, not saying, taking away from the importance of it at all, because all radio is important, but we definitely want to get more in depth about it. I know we saw a conversation that was going on FB. And for those that don't know, FB is Facebook, and you know, that kind of wanted to spark this show this evening to actually get more in depth about it. So, Kevin, what are your views on that, on some of the things that was said?
Well, it's not really what was said. I think, you know what, I think a lot of people is just missing internet radio, period.
Okay.
They're missing the whole... They don't understand it, as you might say.
Right.
They don't understand it. A lot of people need to be taught about internet radio.
Right.
And the importance of internet radio. Internet radio is very, very important. I've been around for about 15 years.
Yes, sir.
In fact, probably when some of the first internet radio DOS stations started to coming out, me and Delroy Seldom of InSound Entertainment, we came out with InSound Radio.
Mm-hmm.
That was 15 years ago. So right. That was a lot. That's a long time. That's a long time in the internet.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to teach the longest time about how this thing actually works.
Yeah.
And the difference. Is there, the question is there a difference
mm-hmm.
in internet and terrestrial radio?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question, because I think a lot of people see a huge difference mm-hmm. in internet and terrestrial. And really, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a real big difference. Mm-hmm. The only difference, the biggest difference in it is the business part of it.
Right, exactly.
You know, that I think the business part is probably the biggest difference. But the way that the stations are programmed or should be
mm-hmm.
programmed and everything, it should operate the same way a terrestrial operates.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't have the advertisers.
Right.
We don't have that yet because the numbers are not there.
Right.
Everyone can talk the talk. You know, everybody can say, man, I got 40,000 listeners. Well, we all can say that.
Yeah.
But we have to be real about this thing.
Right.
We have to be real.
Right.
And no, we don't. The numbers aren't there like that.
Mm-hmm. You know,
but internet radio is very, very important to up-and-coming artists.
Yes.
Because internet radio do have a listening audience.
Yes.
there is a listening audience. So we're very important to the up-and-coming artists. And now we're very important to some of the major name artists.
Mm-hmm.
Because of some of the major name artists is not getting the airplay on some terrestrial radio.
That's true.
I think, you know, the night I hope we can talk about trying to figure out what's the difference, and for everyone who comes on who don't know the difference or who would like to have questions answered about internet radio, I think this is the night to answer.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, sir. And if you just tuned in, you tuned into the Basic Foundation Show right here on JFJ Live Talk Radio. Kevin James with me, CJB Radio thus far. We're talking about the truth about radio part two. We're getting more in depth about internet radio. Of course, you want to call in any questions, comments, or concerns. The number to call is area code 712-432-0075. Again, that's 712-432-0075. The access code is 885-995. Again, that's 885-995. Kevin, you said something, man, that that sparked me, man. And we had some conversations off air in regards to this subject this evening. And definitely, I want to say that to me, it's not really a big difference. I just think basically that a lot of people don't give internet radio its props due to the fact that they don't feel it's on a mainstream platform. You know what I'm saying? In the sense of
right,
you know,
and
being,
that's the truth.
Yeah, bringing a brick and mortar type of atmosphere. You know, as you know, the old days. You know, I go to the radio station. Like as we stated before, go there, give you my music. Hey, I'm playing on the edge in the cars, but more so, we're getting into the cars slowly but surely right now. But I think that's the main concept of reason why a lot of artists and thus some industry professionals kind of shut internet radio.
Well, when we talk about getting in cars, the thing is, internet radio really, well, let me say this. The 2015
Buicks, I got your back. Buicks.
All of them have Wi-Fi in.
Yes, sir.
So now all the 2015 coming out is going to have Wi-Fi. So that means that internet radio will exist in cars.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to be on your radio station. And that's what everyone probably is looking for. Is it going to be in your radio dial where you can turn down to 982.1 and turn into an internet station? No, that's not going to happen.
Right.
And in that case, internet radio has existed in cars for I don't know how long.
Yes, sir.
You can your phone and you can hook it into your car. I guess if you have that, 2000, what have the auxiliary hookups in?
Well, you know, most actually,
all you have to do is just hook your phone.
Yeah, I agree. Go ahead.
Say, excuse me?
No, I was going
to
say that.
All you have to do is really basically
go ahead.
Hook a phone into the car auxiliary, and it will come through your car, your Wi-Fi, your phone. So, I guess it exists. To me, it exists.
You're right. I was going to say basically
that. It's in cars.
Yeah, I was going to say basically that I know in my car I have the Bluetooth feature. And basically through the Bluetooth feature I can actually, hook up, to any internet radio station at any time. And I think, some have the auxiliary jacks, as you say, actually have radios that's made like that. So you're exactly right about what you're saying.
And a lot of people, I guess, they want to say that, you all are not in cars, and that's something that they want to put internet radio down on. Mm-hmm. But the thing about this is this, man, internet radio is the radio of the future.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to say the future, it's radio now.
Yeah.
The reason why is because the overhead, the cost, and so forth is just so cheap.
Yeah.
We don't have to pay $2,000-$3,000 for this huge building that we got to put radio station in with hire engineers. We have to hire all these people. So, no, we don't have to have all of these major advertisers to come in to buy time off for our station, because the overhead is not as much as it costs for a terrestrial station. Mm-hmm. The thing with terrestrial station is it only holds, it's only going to play major name artists.
Yes.
It's not going to play what I say is probably the hottest music out right now is by up-and-coming artists.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you totally.
You know?
Yeah. And you know what the thing is? You know, there's another thing about it. They were saying basically, you know, that the difference between a local and a national artist, we was looking at that. And I kind of want to tap into that because I think we don't, I think a lot of people haven't had the concept of understanding that it's go beyond your local market, that you're automatically international once you get hit internet radio. I think the concept of it, internet radio is great because, you know, you can get an up-and-coming artist out there or mainstream artist out there in a matter of seconds. Somebody could be listening from Russia or the UK or Italy or Japan or wherever and hear that artist internationally and go actually buy that artist on iTunes and all the digital media outlets out there. Would you agree with that?
Yes, that is definitely true. They did have a little discussion about national artists and local artists. And you're right. You have an internet radio station, you have national distribution, you have internet radio, which is global, really.
Right.
Why can't you be a national artist? They right. said you have to have certain accolades in the industry before you are classified as a national artist. Mm-hmm. But I didn't see that in the rule book.
Right.
So if there's a rule book out there, if someone would show me in the rule book that a national artist, an artist that has to have 500,000 fans, then if they could show me that, then I'd be glad, because I haven't, I've been in the industry for over 30 some years and I haven't seen it before.
Yes, sir. AB, you want to say something?
You know what? It's not a book. You know, I think God is up to something. I think he's doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
Because me, if I get a song, I don't care if he major or not major. If the music is good, people are going to buy it.
That's true.
And I just believe that it's a lot of people out there that have been believing God, got a good relationship with him, and he wanted out there. So I believe that this is a instrument that God is going to use. And I believe that if you have a good radio station, and God is on your side, I believe that radio station is going to be internet, and I believe it's going to turn into a building. It's going to go FM. It's going to go all over. That's what I believe.
What you got to say about that, Kevin? I like this microphone right here.
That is definitely true. That is true, man. The music, another thing about this music thing, I know I talk about it a lot, and we're talking about internet radio right now, but one thing about this music thing is people have to, we have to understand that, you know, it's not all about the music anymore. I mean, I got into a little argument with someone. Well, it's never been about the music. Well, at one time it was the music.
Uh-huh.
Now, let me say this.
Yes, sir.
More now, it's about your image
mm-hmm.
more than it is the music. So when people talk about your music, you know what? I can take a bad song, and this has been this way. I can take a bad song. If I have the right image, the right marketing, I can sell that song.
Right. Go ahead, AB.
It's like any other product. It's like any other product.
That's true. AB, you want to say something?
I disagree.
Go ahead. Say your piece.
You know, I think if it's a good song, I think you can market that good song. And I agree with that, with the image part, you know, because radio really ain't nothing but a platform to mm-hmm. really say what you really want to say.
It.
The music is just to draw people.
Mm-hmm.
But the radio is a platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I've been collecting, I would say gospel music, I've been collecting music for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of independent artists that ain't never made the major stations.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get them on our station, they're going to call in and want to buy them. You know, we trying to find a way, I am, at least personally, trying to find a way where God can use this whole thing to further the gospel.
You know what? You said something that's very profound. Let me interject right here. We often talk about business on the, on our show, as far as looking at ministry as business, business as ministry. And I believe basically getting them to understand the first part of the thing to get their fan base out there. The reason why gospel music is not growing because people don't understand how much of an image they do have to portray to get people to the music. But it's just like me. If I see a cell phone that I want to get, the first thing that will grab me is the image of it. Then I get a chance to see, go inside and say, okay, you know what? Now I can see all the functions of it. And I think what Kevin's saying is so key because if you go ahead and actually look at the image of something, it's going to draw you. It's going to draw you more because you see that image. Then you can get into the fact of, okay, if it's good or not, or, you know, all the functions, is I may not want it or whatever. And I think that's the key that where a lot of artists are missing. Gospel music is missing because we don't really market ourselves like the secular people do. And it's still business. I don't really want to say even the secular side because all of it's business. We have to understand that even though we're in ministry and God's going to bless it, but God said he gave us power to attain things. To attain wealth. And the thing is that right now we understand we use the power that he's given us and start understanding the business aspect of things. Then we can push on to moving gospel music forward. I think gospel music can, has a chance to project forward if we understand the business aspect of it and start making it more attainable, more attractive to people. What'd you say about that, Kevin?
Now, and I was getting ready to go to that as far as the ministry versus the business side. You're right. But see, a lot of artists right now, they say this is ministry. Well, I'm going to ask you, is it really ministry? The first place that you want to go after you record your song is going to someone's church and sing the song. You don't want to go nowhere where the people are hurting. You want to go in the hospital where there's already doctors there. You want to be there. Why would you want to be in the hospital where the doctor's at? And you got people on the outside who need ambulance to come and pick them up, bring them to the hospital. I've said some crazy stuff, but let me just put it this way.
Now you're talking.
What they do is they go into the church. They sing in the inside of the church. That's where they want to sing. But they do not want to appeal to the people on the outside who they should be doing what to ministering to. If they want to do ministry, you should do ministry on the outside of the four walls of the church.
Yes, sir.
That's what the pastor is there for.
Yes,
the pastor is there to keep the people together. Your job is to go out and gather them people. With your talent, you have to gather them people. So you have to go out here and you have to appeal to these people that you are trying to grab. You have to appeal to them. So image, it has a whole lot to do with it nowadays. More than the music.
Yeah.
I'd have to agree with that.
You're right. And I think that's where we have to get them to understand and really take heed of the fact that, you know what, hey, I've got my image, I got my fan base together, you know what I'm saying, or my fan base or my brothers and sisters or however you want to put it. And I think you're so right about that. I think we get caught up, like you said, you go into the radio, everybody's so radio conscious. Like I said, radio is a platform. But it's not it's a way to market your music, but that's not all of the work that it takes. And I think, Kevin, what you just said, that's very important to the artist. And I think, as well, you might want to know, you may agree with me or disagree with me on this, but do you think the artists just solely rely on radio just for marketing and they really don't understand how it works?
I really do think that. And this is the reason why that is true.
Okay.
It's because of the old way that this used to be done. It used to be at one time where radio, as we would say, used to break artists. Well, at one time, and this is something I always say, at one time we used to, every household had what we used to call a sound system or stereo system or whatever. Every household had one in it.
That's true.
Well, when you came home from work, what was the first thing that you did when you came home from work? Well, back in my day.
Turn that radio
not
on.
Not telling my age, but in my days of time, first thing I did was, you know what? I turned on the sound system to turn on the radio. That was the first thing I did.
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, that's no more. We don't have sound systems in our homes no more like we used to. We don't come home and the first thing we look at and turn on is the sound system. Because we have too many other things now that have took that place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too many other things that have took the place of radio. You have a computer that can dub for your sound system.
Mm-hmm.
Free.
You're right.
So that's where you go. You're going to go. When you come home, most of the, let's say 60% of the people, when they come home, I guarantee you they probably take the shoes off, and for the first 30 minutes, they're going to sit there at their computer and going to look where? Facebook.
Yeah.
FB is right.
I mean, we have to be real. This is the reality of this whole entire thing.
Yes, sir.
So at one time, radio did at one. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Radio did used to have that power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, radio still exists, but it don't have that type of power anymore.
Mm.
This is something that I always say is this. Radio, most of the people that listen to radio, they listen to it where? In the car.
Right.
Yeah.
It's too much going on inside of your car that is going to take your attention away from the music, especially new music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to prime example, as I always give, is two people sitting in a car. I'm driving and you on the other side, and then you have a conversation and a brand new song by an unknown artist come on. It might be a good song. Well, the first thing we're going to say is, man, dog, that's a good song. But guess what we're going to do afterwards? We're going to continue on with our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That song is going to become background to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be what we call background music,
mm-hmm.
meaning it's going to be playing in the background of our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But if a brand new song by an artist that we already know, like Kirk Franklin, Murr, comes on the radio, we're going to stop what we're doing, and we're going to listen to that song. And the reason why that is because we're familiar with the artist.
Right.
No one is going to pull their car over to the side of the road and call the radio station and ask the radio station, who made that song? No one is going to do that. So really, right now, up-and-coming artist who has no marketing, who hasn't grown the fan base and gotten people to know who they are, getting on radio is going to do them what?
No justice.
Not to me. That's mm-hmm. my opinion. And if you look at the stats, it would show mm-hmm. that it don't work.
Mm. Wow.
And that's the truth. That's my opinion.
All right. Well, I got Mr. Harris coming in on the line. You just tuned in. JFJ Live Talk Radio, Basic Foundation Show covered at you right now. And we're talking about the truth about radio part two. And we're going to talk about internet radio and some things that went on today. And Kevin James putting it down so far. Mr. Harris, how you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. I came in late, but I'm still working on some stuff, so I got to multitask here, but all is good.
Good. That's good stuff. Glad to have you on the show tonight, man.
He's a college graduate.
Oh, he's a college graduate. Yeah,
man. You mean college student. Yeah.
Well,
he's
a college student.
Okay.
Yeah, I went back and, I'm pursuing another degree. I'm all done, really.
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know as well, on the line as well, my other half of Jim for Jesus Sons of Thunder, AB in the house as well.
How you doing, bro?
Okay.
You keep on keeping on. You keep on keeping on.
Absolutely.
And we talked about the truth about radio. We talked about the discussion that went on in regards to the local versus national artists. And you know, letting more people know about internet radio. As I was stating, just to get you up to speed of what we're talking about, I was stating in the beginning of the broadcast that, you know, I think a lot of people, as I was talking about education in the prior weeks, that a lot of people are not educated on internet radio and how it flows and, you know, the difference between the terrestrial and internet. And I wanted to, Kevin, elaborate on some of it, and I want to see what your views on that as well.
What you mean in reference to not fully understanding internet radio?
Yeah.
That's why you know, we have so much, so many debates.
Yeah, well,
going on. Is that what you're
referring to? That too, and the thing is that basically that how people don't understand, and I look at it like this, internet radio is international, and I think that people don't really look past their local markets in internet radio. I think they still think...
Well, internet radio, not only is it international, national, worldwide, you know, all of those adjectives that you can give it, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I look at this is that media outlet is a media outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Radio, TV, online, digital, streaming services. Back in the day when internet radio first started getting off the ground, AM and FM terrestrial radio didn't want to have anything to do with it because they felt they became territorial. They didn't want to have anything to do with it. When streaming television and streaming videos became something to contend with, television stations, traditional television stations didn't want to have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you can think back to the early cable days, you know, a lot of people couldn't afford cable, so they used the rabbit ear antennas and they picked up the local stations. But then when the trend started to change and television had to go to digital, that opened up a whole nother world.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have the television, video, online, the YouTube, the streaming, the radio, all of these pieces together. The problem is those who are still set in their old ways, with the traditional ways of broadcasting and traditional ways of doing things, they're going to be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Internet radio is international, national, and for the sake of this conversation, but at this point, over half of all the terrestrial radio stations are now streaming online.
Mm-hmm.
So they're considered internet radio as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because if their transmitters, let's put it this way. You know how there's a certain animal that changes colors depending
chameleon.
On what threat that is given and so forth. I just use that as an example. There are some terrestrial radio stations in this country who are required by law to power down at dusk.
Right.
That means they cannot broadcast at night. You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
So what happens to those stations at 7 o'clock in the evening?
Internet.
Take a guess.
Internet radio.
They become internet radio stations.
Yes, they do.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So any station operator who is required to power down, they want to keep their equipment and they want to keep their feeds running 24 hours a day. So in a sense, at 7 o'clock at night, they turn into the pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And they see it because they think that internet radio is such a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they turn into at 7 o'clock because
mm-hmm.
they continue to broadcast online.
Wow, that's good stuff.
So you just got to have the facts right, man. And I'm not saying every station is that way, but a lot of stations are in that dilemma.
Right.
There's cities like Nashville. You fly into the airport in Nashville 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the evening, you rent a car, you look for the gospel station, you turn it on. At about 5:30, they say, we're going to end our broadcast for the night, and they go off the air.
Right. That's true.
So come on. You can't have it. You're going to have this debate about local and national.
Uh-huh.
You got to make sure you have
the facts.
One, you got to have the facts right.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, you got to be able to talk those facts. If you can't talk the facts, then this thing about showing up in a convention full of people who will say that, oh, you're local, you're not national, whatever, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking this whole technology piece, you got to have your facts right.
Well, you know what? It changed the game to me when Internet Radio came around. Like I said, because to me, it automatically makes you a national artist, take you from local to national. If, you know, stations are playing them and they're getting out there and doing, they do diligence of marketing and strategizing, things like that, you know. And I think I was telling Kevin that I want to see your take on this as well. But what do you think about the artists is just looking solely at the radio for just for marketing purposes as well? Do you think they need to go to the next level with that?
No.
Okay.
I'm not fine with that. If you only focusing on radio only,
mm-hmm,
as your marketing concept,
mm-hmm,
no, I'm not fine with that. I know at one time I was a real strong advocate of pushing, you know, 95% of your effort towards radio.
Mm-hmm.
I had to really step back and understand what I was trying to push people to.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at what you're pushing the people to, you have to say, whoa, wait a minute. You got to say, whoa, wait a minute. What about all the rest of the technology?
Mm-hmm.
What about making an appearance on television, on Fox 5 or Good Morning America, whatever, and just coming on there and they asking you how you doing, what you do, and where you're from, and so forth. Look at the millions of people you reach,
mm-hmm,
versus fighting and banging on the doors trying to get 2 or 3 spins a day. It's tough, man.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's tough. I looked at the most added list today,
mm-hmm,
and it's namesake status quo. I don't care how much we promote to radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what label the artist go to. If it's an artist who has had a decent amount of promotions behind them in reference to dollars,
mm-hmm,
they're going to make the most added list. I don't care what they put out.
Wow.
Because that's how the structure is. Everybody, well, I won't say everybody, but a lot of them are just riding off of the dollars that the artists are cranking out. And there's a lot of people in this industry that are riding off the dollars of the up-and-coming independent artists,
mm-hmm,
when it's convenient.
Mm.
When, well, it's not convenient, then they talk about them too.
Wow. Well, right, let me ask you this as well. I'm going to ask both of you gentlemen this. I'm going to start with Kevin. What can we do to, you think, earn the respect of our peers and things like that for internet radio?
I'm going to tell you, that's one of my hard questions, because for real, there's nothing that we can do. I mean, I guess we're doing all that we can do. Unless we go back to this thing again, we have to come together, have a great association that has a great band of internet stations. I'm going to agree with one thing that the lady said last night, Terry Gold said last night,
mm-hmm,
evangelist, Terry Gold said last night, was that some of the internet radio stations do not come out with quality.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to have to agree with her on
right,
that.
Right.
But if we can get some quality stations with quality programming to come together and band together and show them that, listen, we got the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it's all about. It's a numbers game.
Right.
So I think we have to show them that we can come together. We are serious about what we're doing, and it's bringing the people on to listen, because I don't think the big people have nothing to do with it. I think it's the listeners.
Okay. Yeah, but did you, and I agree with you, okay? I agree with you, mm-hmm. Kevin. I agree with what you said in reference to that. Mm-hmm. Did anybody see the announcement today?
About the what?
About 8 or 9 artists.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z.
Yep. Usher.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
They have purchased this. They are rolling out their own streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To Dallas
Club. They're changing the dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, man. Their service is going to be subscription-based.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't listen to it free. You can't listen to it free. It's going to be subscription-based, and it's going to cost about $19 a month. And they're going to get millions of people logged on.
Mm-hmm.
And where are those millions of people coming from? They're running from radio.
Yep.
Because radio does not offer them, number one, it does not offer them access.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, they're not playing what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's why some of the major radio stations have created the new hip-hop format.
Right.
You know, Boom and all these other ones, and some of them are fighting over the name.
Right.
But they're creating a hip-hop format because they hope that 10 or 11 hip-hop artists just came together to start their own streaming services. So if they can get all of those subscription-based services and people logged onto their service, you think they're going to continue to pump all that money into radio? The handwriting is on the wall.
That's true.
Digital, online, streaming, television, and so forth is going to be the wave of the future.
Yeah.
I have Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
I can watch 8, 9 episodes of House of Cards or whatever in a couple of nights if I want to.
Right.
But can I listen to radio and expect to hear artists that I know from across the country? No.
No.
So, you pay $7 a month, you go and get your a la carte, and listen to what you want to listen to. And we're going to have this discussion, I'm sure, in a year from now.
Yes, we are.
And watch what I tell you.
Yes.
The dynamics are changing.
Yes.
And for those who want to remain in the past, they're going to be left behind.
That's true.
That's true.
Simple as that.
Wow.
They would not offer $53+ million for a company if they didn't know something we didn't know.
Exactly. Well, I think they took,
put out that kind of money.
Yeah, they took the model of Pandora, I think, and things like that, and tweaked it and took it to the next level. That's what I think.
Right. It is going to be the next level, and it's going to offer them more.
The next level on the radio.
Mm-hmm. You'll be able to pay $19 or whatever and probably be able to see a concert live on their streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. iHeartMedia did their award
show last night.
And it was live on national television.
Yeah.
NBC.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the gospel tape.
And it won a gospel category in it.
Yep.
That's right. But the gospel tape on Saturday. All of these people that think they're so big and bad that know everything, ask them to figure out a way to get gospel on national television on a Sunday night when most people probably are watching shows like, what is that, about the State Department or, you know, and all those other shows that come on Sunday night that people prefer to watch.
Right.
So ask them, man.
Mm.
What are they going to do about that? They're stuck in the past. That's why I say the things that I say, that a national artist is a national status.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop putting these people down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
because you're going to look up. Because remember, an educated consumer is your best customer.
Yes, it is.
So once they learn what choices they have, they're going to run. They're no longer going to be there.
You know,
from what I'm hearing, you know, I could be wrong, and I know you're taping this. From what I'm hearing, I could be wrong. The show, the award show, the Stowe Award show, I don't even think was sold out.
Yeah, I don't think so either. No, I don't think so either.
So why? You had all these thousands of people going out to Las Vegas and they couldn't sell out the show? If we can't even come together and talk to each other, gospel is going to be irrelevant.
That's true.
From a musical industry business standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But with us, we'll continue to talk and try to get creative ways. But how is it that Kevin James, TC, AV, Henry Harris, Brother Reggie, all and Andre Cox, how come we couldn't buy a streaming service? How come we couldn't put our own streaming service?
That's true. That's it.
That's why we're talking about it. That's why we're talking about it right now.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
We're too busy kicking each other down.
Mm-hmm. What you want to say, Kevin?
I'm gonna say this, and I got done. I'll let you go, TC. I mean, I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna hang out.
I know what you're saying.
I'll stop talking, but I wasted an hour and a half posting and reposting on Facebook last night on this very topic about local and national art, and earned nothing. I've earned nothing.
But
I could have been doing my work. So now I'm behind in my work when I could have been working on my work last night instead of going back and forth trying to convince people that they're already set in their ways. And, you know, that's fine. Let them do what they do. We're going to do what we need to do.
Exactly. That's good stuff. Go ahead, Kevin. What you going to say?
You know, Mr. Harris said something that is so key, and this is to artists and everyone else. You have to educate the consumer.
Yes.
You have to educate. We think about what people thinking about internet radio or whatever, but we have to educate the consumer. Because that's who we want.
Yes.
I don't even care about the GMWA. I have nothing to do with them.
Right.
See, because they're not going to be behind me no way.
Right.
But the people that I want to educate is the consumers, the listeners, the people that is going to be buying my product. That's who I want to educate. I don't need to be validated by no one. Them days are over with. So I thought that was real key to that Mr. Harris said that. That is very, very important that we educate the consumers.
I agree too. I agree with that to the fullest because that's what I say all the time about education. Education in every aspect is key. When you don't know something, you know what I'm saying, you don't know what you're talking about. Mr. Harris, I want to say I don't think it was a waste of time. I think you shed a lot of light to a lot of people that didn't understand certain things. About the radio, you know.
It did. And okay, let's put it this way. The whole amount of time was not wasted, but a good portion of it was.
Yeah.
It did shed some light. We did get the point across. You know, to let people know that we need to stop fighting each other and let us all have an opinion. Some people cannot even be on a debate. I guess they could never be on a squad.
Yeah. Got to agree to disagree.
Came out with the movie and Denzel Washington, all they, you know, they spent millions at the movie watching that debate movie. But see, we can't even debate each other without people getting upset.
Right.
Yeah.
Calling people names and talking about your service.
That's true.
Talking about what you provide.
That's true. Well, I want to say you just tuned in. Let me do this real quick. You just tuned in. You tuned into the Basic Foundation show this evening. We're talking about the truth about radio part two, internet radio and beyond. Of course, if you're listening out there, you want to call in. The phone lines are open. Air code 712-432-0075. Again, it's 712-432-0075. 0075. Access code is 885-995. Want to say, even if you're listening to this right now, excuse a lot of noise. Our microphone is wide open tonight, and I got AB in the building with me, so if you hear a little noise about cheers cracking and stuff like that, y'all, it's just us moving around here making some noise and agreeing with the gentlemen, putting it down like they always do when they come on the Basic Foundation show this evening. And you know what, gentlemen, I thought it was interesting, you know, just the whole concept of it, because I think a lot of people try to say that, that you know, the local and national artist thing, internet radio is this, and they shun it and things like that. But I think, like we said, it's the wave of the future. And I also think, basically, that we're going to have a voice pretty soon. We do need to come together, though, and do the association, as Kevin always say. And I think if we bring some unity to this thing, I think people will take it seriously, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, I wanted to say something because I was thinking about the conversation last night, how a lot of stuff that was being said last night, and it was showing that people wasn't really educated on internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
Internet radio is not set up like terrestrial radio where we are part of the BDS system where they can count our sins and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not set up like that.
Right.
And I know that someone was saying that internet radio, some internet radio stations are not counted. Counted where? None of them are counted, mm-hmm. really.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to make that type of, to say if we under BDS, well, no internet radio station is under BDS. None of them. So none of the internet radio station spins counts towards BDS. So if anyone putting that out there, then that's a big tale. That's not true.
What do you feel about that, Mr. Harris?
He's absolutely right. No, the internet radio is not being measured at this time because the measurement services such as Arbitron and Nielsen and all of them, they have shied away from it. I mean, they monitor streams, they monitor songs, they have a chart out there that can gauge the most streamed song, but it's going to be on those subscriber services like Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Hard title and those other ones.
Wow.
So those ones that they're measuring, we were close. Internet radio was close to being monitored and measured by a company called Media Guide.
Mm-hmm.
That company has since gone out of business.
Wow.
And, you know, it's kind of suspect because they were close and they had put out an announcement that in the next year, so I don't know if y'all remember this, but they had put out an announcement that they were close to monitoring internet radio.
Mm-hmm.
They were happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went out of business.
They went out of business.
They were bought out and shut down by another company.
Wow.
To keep them, see,
keep them from
and
doing
that's
it.
What you have to, sometimes you got to think about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why would that happen? They were that close to that technology.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were bought out, shut down and never heard of again. So now there's only two reporting systems for terrestrial radio, which is Nielsen BDS,
mm-hmm.
and the Media Base. Media Base is owned by Clear Channel, and BDS is owned by Nielsen. Okay.
Mm.
So my understanding that in order for a radio station to get monitored and to become a part of the chart, it was up to the record label. The major record labels would have a say. In other words, if you got a reference letter, if I was a small-time radio station and I got a reference letter from a major record label, I could submit that to BDS, and BDS would probably say, okay, let's monitor. That's a very easy way of getting on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So internet radio has not obtained any type of juice like that, if you want to use that as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And therein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because as long as they think that internet radio is not measurable, then they also think that it's not countable.
Mm.
But hear this. There's only 1,100 plus stations that are actually monitored in all genres of BDS and Nielsen, about a little bit over 1,100.
Mm.
But it's my understanding that there are thousands of AM and FM radio stations in this country.
Mm.
Okay? So if there's only 1,100 total being monitored, and only a certain number being monitored by MediaBase, that means that the rest of them are not being counted.
Mm.
So it's hard to determine whether you are effective getting radio play across the country for a station that your spends are not counted, or they have no measurement, or you rely on them to fill out the radio logs, of which a lot of people shuck that responsibility and may not want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, internet is all in the measurement and it's all in the control factor.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would love to see some of the radio stations that are not being monitored and tracked. I would love to see them being on that list, because they would help to level the playing field in this whole music industry thing.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't just have the same select few artists who are being recognized as national artists across the country. And then internet radio would probably get the respect that it deserves.
Right.
There are some terrestrial radio stations that may actually carry an internet radio feed over their terrestrial radio station feed because they don't have content. So if you can do that, then why can't you respect the media?
Right.
Why can't you respect internet radio? Because, see, you know, you may not. And a lot of us, internet radio, don't have staff. We don't have all the support personnel and so forth. But the same thing with terrestrial radio. They get to the point where, at, you know, sometime in the day, they may not even have content. So they may reach out to CJB Radio, WGOS, you know, Gospel Synergy or whatever, and pull their feed in and play it. As quiet as it kept, I think some of our feeds are being played in other countries, and we don't even know it.
Right.
Yeah, it can happen. Yeah.
We're probably the biggest thing in radio internationally and don't even know it.
Right.
Because you can stick our feed and make it appear that one person is listening and restream it and have thousands on the end, and we won't even get credit for that.
Yeah,
that's true.
But you touched on something. This is AB. We do know it. That's why we here talking about it. You know, I don't know a whole lot about radio. You know, like even with me, I do a lot of DJing, and you know, I got CD players. I know I have to go to the internet radio type of format, and this is good for me. I believe that anything is possible. That's why we're having this conversation. I believe that I was privileged enough that for to hear what y'all say, what J.D. was doing, so we can do it. You know, but you got to have faith and believe God. We going against tradition, so everything ain't going to be done just the way that it's been done, you know, but we need to come together with knowledge, and most of all, we need to get understanding of how this thing works. Because like you said, it's the wave of the future. And maybe with internet radio, maybe don't call it internet radio. Call it something with digital. You know, the word digital attracts your ears a little bit more. You know, but basically it's the same thing. It is the wave of the future. So we on to something.
Good stuff.
We on to something. All things are possible to them that believe. I happen to be a believer. You know, we sitting on good music. We probably sitting on a lot of music that nobody has ever heard. I'm just being real. But it's like number one hits. But the radio station is just a platform to do what God has called us to do, We're trying to find ways to not only that, but pull in the revenue and do what God called us to do. And that's to reach the lost at any cost. That's where I'm at.
Well, Kevin touched on something earlier that he said. He said they don't want to even go outside the four walls pretty much of the church to go out there and do it. And I think that's some of the things we have to give it a consideration and account. I think it's in that radio stations as well. I know we talk about marketing for the artists, things like that, but we definitely got to market ourselves, I think, even more to educate a lot of people. I don't know how you gentlemen think about that, but that's what I feel.
Yeah, you know, the music has changed so much in gospel. The music has really changed.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it is still gospel music, to me, it's just another form. The people are expressing themselves in another way.
That's true. That's true.
A lot of the artists are now telling their testimony of mm-hmm. what God has done for them,
mm-hmm.
and it's not the traditional way
exactly.
that people in the church are used to. Mm-hmm. They're not used to the message being brought out like this. But this is the way that I feel that the people today, the artists today, is going to be able to draw them people who don't know nothing about Christ to the church. And the way That's they're going to be able to do it is tell their testimony of what Christ has done for them is going to draw someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, you know, it's just the way the music is today, it has to be come out the side of the four walls.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the radio station, it's just a platform. But like you said, the real work, it's like even when I'm on the radio station,
mm-hmm.
I don't make a lot of money while I'm in the station.
Mm-hmm.
It's when I get out the four walls.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm not just in it just for the money,
mm-hmm.
the money come with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to get out into the, you know, we always talk about going into the community, you know, and just doing that. I believe if you go ahead and do what God wants you to do, God going to prosper you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe. You know, we done had radio station in our spirit for how many years? We used to talk about this in the backyard about, you know, before internet radio was even a thought to us.
Mm-hmm.
We used to talk about how God was going to put it in the cars. Mm-hmm. And we seen it being done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe I came in. And TC, I know you real knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, TC like my buddy. You know, I trust him. I know he know a whole lot about radio, period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I was supposed to hear that part about Jay-Z, because
mm-hmm.
we got to come together.
Mm-hmm.
If we can do what they did, if they did it, we can do what they did.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know.
That's good stuff.
You know, it was another thing. You know, a lot of this stuff that we're talking about right today,
mm-hmm.
I guess it was about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I guess it might have been longer than that, but I'm going to say 10 years ago. Me, Mr. Harris, and Delroy Selden, we sat in the lobby of a hotel
mm-hmm.
in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this, all of this stuff that we're talking about today, everything that everyone is bringing up today.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's probably, it might be longer, I don't know.
Hey, but we was right there.
It was about 10 years ago.
Right.
And I do know that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we have been fighting for so long.
Mm-hmm.
We have educated, trying to educate for so long.
Mm-hmm.
This same thing that is happening today, but no one wanted to listen. No one wanted to listen that this was happening, this was going to happen, let's get ready. No one wanted to happen. The traditional church don't believe. I mean, I ain't gonna say they don't believe, but they're not with the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe that the process is gonna last, and
mm-hmm.
it's just something gonna come and go. Because, and one thing they say, internet is not gonna be able to handle the fees. Well, there are fees now that some internet radio stations have. So it's not as bad as people think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the business part of it, internet radio, who was it? I forgot. Someone said last night, yeah, well, when you can start making radio out of business when you don't do it for just for fun?
Well, not necessarily.
No. Right, right.
Not necessarily. Because you can do internet radio and it don't have to be about business.
Right.
It can be something that you just have a desire to do, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's a passion.
Mm-hmm.
It's a passion. If it was all about business, guess what? I probably wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
Me either.
You're right.
And you're absolutely
it's a passion. You're
Kevin,
right.
And all I can say to us is to stand strong and, you know, just stay on the cutting edge of technology. Continue to do what we do. And don't worry about the naysayers because, like I said last time we were on this call,
mm-hmm.
When Nehemiah went back to help rebuild the walls,
yes, sir.
Up there, you know, putting down the mortar and laying the bricks with everybody else, the same old naysayers came by and said, look, hey, why don't you come on down here with us? Sam Ballard,
mm-hmm.
all the mother cards.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, stop what you're doing. Come on, why are you rebuilding the wall? They ain't gonna do nothing but fall down. Come on down here with us. But I was showing a member of my church Sunday when he was asking me if I had an app. And I don't promote the apps like I should,
mm-hmm.
but I think, Kevin, you have it too. I got the AHA app, right?
Yeah.
You got it too, right,
yeah.
Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, on the AHA app. When you bring up the AHA app and it shows the name of the song and the cover and all that other stuff, it's got a wheel there. While you listening to internet radio, you can spin that wheel and find out what the traffic is like, find a hotel, find a place to eat.
Wow.
And all of those, it's about 9 different things you can do while listening to internet radio.
Wow.
Cannot do that on a terrestrial station.
Right.
You're right.
We've always been on the cutting edge.
Yes, we have.
Then on my other app that I have, I think Kevin has as well, on the other app we have, when the cover comes up and the artist is playing, you can touch the cover and it takes you to where the artist's music is being sold.
Mm-hmm.
We have the technology. Just like Star Trek was ahead of its time.
Sure was.
We have the technology.
Yes, sir.
We just figure out the best uses for it.
Mm-hmm.
And with this new product, this new app that just came out a few days ago that I went on Facebook and posted to my group, and you know, and everybody said, yah. Man, the world is turning flips.
Yes.
This new app called Periscope.
Yeah.
And it's only for the iPhone right now. Let me tell you what it can do.
Mm-hmm.
If an artist is having a CD release, they can open up the Periscope app. It's the CD release. Hold the camera in front of them, you know, like how you buy those selfie sticks that you can hold. There's a place where you can go and get one of those selfie sticks if you got an iPhone. You can mount the phone on that. Hold it in front of you, sing, do your CD release in real time, and all the followers that have the same app on Twitter can see you live.
Wow.
Wow.
Streaming.
Wow.
No call.
That's crazy.
What are they talking about? Technology, man, I'm telling you, technology has left the 21st century and headed into the next century.
That's true. That's good stuff. Let me get this 980 number.
As long as you got these naysayers that criticize one technology over the other, people are saying, hey, forget you. We're going to do what we need to do. We're going to make money. We're going to create something that people want.
Right.
And if anybody, I have cast live myself, but I download the app. I have the app working, and every now and then you hear my phone whistle.
Mm-hmm.
That whistling means that somebody's broadcasting live that I follow.
Wow.
Wow.
And the guy, Damian John, I think, I don't know if that's the guy, he does something in one of the industry, but they stay on the app. and the phone is whistling, and you click on it, and you get to see they're doing live.
Wow.
And when you post and you put a little message and say, well, hey, well, what are you doing? They talk back to you to, through the phone without typing. They don't type. They just talk back to you.
Wow.
Yeah, how can two walk lest they agree?
That's off the chain. I got 980 on the line, too. 980, you on the air. Hello?
What's that, me? This Brother Reggie.
Oh, what's up? What's up, Brother Reggie? What's up, man?
Yeah, that's how Brother much, Reggie. I need to come up with a new name for Brother Reggie because he sure didn't let him have it.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, Henry.
I appreciate that backup, man.
That's good stuff.
Oh, no. Man, let me tell you something, man. I posted this on Facebook. And I don't want people to think I'm venting, man. I'm just speaking my mind. Ain't like I'm upset with nobody. I just got to speak my mind.
Right.
I'm so sick and tired of these Negroes who are program directors and radio announcers at these terrestrial stations putting internet stations down.
Mm-hmm.
Those Negroes better be careful because those little AM stations are falling off the map.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're going to be calling us for a job.
That's real, though.
I'm so sick and tired of it, man. I look everywhere, somebody always putting down internet radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's okay.
And most of these AM stations are 1,000, 3,000, 5,000 watts anyway.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, me and Henry had a little conversation on talking to somebody.
Yeah, we're talking about that today.
Oh, y'all did?
Yeah, we're talking about it right now.
I had to stick up, man. And one person was basically trying to put Henry down. I don't know Henry caught on to that. This person was saying, a lot of people talk about stuff and never worked at a terrestrial radio station before.
Uh-huh.
And I had to let this lady know, look, I hope you ain't talking about me, but I probably got more sense of terrestrial than you do.
Right.
So I think she was really posting that to Henry. Henry, did you catch on to that?
Yeah, she was posting it to me, but see, the problem they have is, no, I've never punched a clock at a terrestrial radio station or been behind the mic.
Mm-hmm.
But I probably know more than the average terrestrial radio station programming director,
mm-hmm.
general manager that's out there today.
Yeah.
Go up against any of them. When it comes to not necessarily the science of broadcasting, but the whole radio concept.
Right.
So,
I knew that this day would come when people would challenge and say, well, you ain't did this because you haven't done this and you haven't done this. And I'm like, okay. But if I'm the general manager or whatever of a radio station, and then I click onto the stream and I got two players playing at the same time, any high school web student can correct that. And they ain't in radio either.
Right. So that's what was happening yesterday, man.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, I just had to stick up for my internet station brothers, man. That's what we're going to have to do.
Hey, bro.
To wrestle stations, going to try their best. Keep trying to tell these artists that internet stations can't help them at all.
Yeah, that's so true.
Well,
we have to, as internet station owners, man, we got to stick together. When they post this stuff on Facebook, all of us need to say something, man. We need to stick together, man, and bombard these folks. I ain't got no problem doing it.
I think
especially if I know what I'm talking about. So when Henry came on, I said, Henry, hey, that was right on time.
I think that'd be the and devil Henry trying to discourage you.
He shows everything, you know, in writing where, you know, instead of like saying words or quoting stuff, he shows it.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it. I couldn't show nothing, man. I'm saying, yes, Henry. Henry is here. So I had to back Henry up, man. And after a while, they just skipped the subject. So, basically, man, and again, man, we have to, as internet station owners, we really
but
have
not
to
not only
help.
That, they went. Somebody went back and edited a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I don't hold that against them. I'm just saying we can agree and disagree.
Right. Right. I agree.
Why do we spend all this time fighting and not helping people?
Right.
Right. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it too, and that's what I invited the young lady to come on the show this evening as well. She said she was going to try to sneak away and get on, but she appreciated the invite. But we did invite her on because we wanted to, you know, shed some light to her about the truth about radio and the internet side of things as well, because a lot of people on there, I'm sorry, didn't have no idea what they were talking about. I mean, just being honest about it. That's what I looked at anyway.
And maybe you can invite her to another call because she needs to be educated.
Yeah, I agree.
They were saying that they was in what, 2010. They've been on Screaming for 5 years, and they was the ones who was telling all the other people about digital. Well, we've been in this thing for like 15 years. Mm-hmm. I've been in for 15 years. Henry, 14, 15 years. How long you been in, Brother Reggie? You been in for 10 years yourself, right?
I've been in 5 as far as internet, but terrestrial, about 30. So, yeah, I've been in about 5 years for internet.
So it's, when she said that they had, you know, they had started out in 2010, I was like, well, you still behind. Is the stuff that you're talking about now, we was talking about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So really the information that she was giving out, she was really behind.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't correct in the information that
right.
she was giving out. That was the key. And then what she did was she took some of the information, some of the stuff she had said, she edited it out. I would really love to get her on.
Yes.
Because maybe she needs to be educated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we definitely
she
work it up.
She needs to know more, and she thinks she knows something when she really don't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not gonna hold it against her. I don't think she should have came out the way she did,
mm-hmm.
but she needs to be educated also.
Yeah, I definitely want to get her on the show, and we try to get her on sometime, you know, in the near future here to elaborate on her meaning of what she put out there. And regarding to it, there's a lot of people in there that, you know, saying that, you know, they said they gleaned from both sides, they had a different view, and they gathered a lot of things from it and things of that nature. But I'm sorry, internet radio is the wave of the future. I don't care what nobody said. I think that we're on the cutting edge of some things, and I think basically that, you know, when all else fails, everybody going to be internet radio station. That's the way I look at it.
It's a platform, like Mr. Harris said.
Mm-hmm.
It's a medium platform. It's
mm-hmm.
a media platform. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's something that is helping these artists that can't get on your terrestrial station. Well, internet radio is there where people can hear their music and so forth. So it's a platform. They need to join in with us.
Right.
We all need to join together.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, you done heard that.
If we all came together, we really could help these artists out a lot more.
That's right. And everybody,
if we get together, we can help some of these terrestrial stations. A lot of them need help too.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I just want to say that too.
Man, I mean, listen to some of these AM stations, man. They be talking that yabba yabba stuff. And these conferences and
works.
I mean,
let's do
that program and stuff. They need help, too.
That's true. Hey,
oh, yeah.
That's right. AB want to say something.
Hey, now, see, you got the Jay-Z takeover. You got the Beyonce takeover. It's the gospel takeover. God trying to put it in our hands. So, you know, just like when we were on radio, we didn't go on the radio station and have some kind of format to play. We played what we wanted to. And to promote these artists, you're going to have to be able to do it the way you want to do it. You know, that's the way I see it.
Well, not only that, again, I think that I think the artists got to understand a lot, especially the independent artists, the up-and-coming artists have to understand that we are the platform for them. I see them go to a lot of them at the Stellas, putting out there, I'm at the Stellas and taking pictures with the celebrity, you know, the mainstream artists and things of that nature. And I just really think that basically that the more education they know about internet radio, the better it's going to do for them. And that way we can go ahead and come together and help them build. You know, we educated them on branding and marketing. We educated them on radio and some aspects. They know about it, but I still think they're not fully educated. And I think because they're kind of torn because they have certain people saying, okay, well, internet radio won't do anything for you. And then you got certain people say, okay, well, come on, let's go on terrestrial station, get this music out there. So it's, I think they're kind of torn. What you guys feel about that?
Well, yes. And they do, that means having two people in their ear. Mm-hmm. They do have a lot of people in their ear. And the biggest problem, and this is something else I said, only 70% of the artists, up-and-coming artists that are out there, probably artists that is not going to make it in the industry, mm-hmm. if they want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious, 70% of them, is it? So they need internet radio. They need to be behind internet radio because internet radio brings something different and not the industry. See, mm-hmm. the artist is chasing the industry,
mm.
not their craft.
Mm.
It's the ministry,
right.
not the industry.
Well,
they're not chasing
I'm talking about for the artists.
They're not chasing the craft. They're chasing the industry.
Right.
They feel like they have to be in the industry.
They won't make
if they're not in the industry on the main platform, then they're not going to make it.
Mm.
But that's not true. That is not true. Because they're, like I said, I know people get tired of this. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all the Instagram, all them places,
mm-hmm.
them are huge, major platforms to be a part mm-hmm. of. You know why? Because you can reach 50, 60,000 people at one time.
Yeah.
You can reach 50, 60,000 people all over everywhere.
Mm.
So that is a huge platform. If you have to learn how to use them platforms. That's what it's all about, man.
Wow. Yeah. That's
internet,
good stuff.
Internet, yes. No matter how we look at it, internet radio, internet period. Internet is the way is everything is going.
I agree. What do you feel about that, Mr. Harris?
I'm in agreement. I'm in total agreement with that. Internet is the way that everything is going. And if, just like we talked about that app,
mm-hmm.
all of those thousands of artists that went to Las Vegas this past weekend and those ones that were taking pictures with other artists, what if they were using the app talking about themselves to their Twitter followers?
Mm.
Because when you go live, you gain so many people. You know, it may be 15 to 20 people who come on just to see what you're doing and what you're talking about.
Mm.
So they could be building the fan base just using a piece of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Internet. Let me tell you, man, the internet is here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're fighting over net neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
That you not one radio station know anything about net. I mean, not internet radio station, but I bet you there's only a handful of terrestrial radio stations that know anything about net neutrality.
Mm-hmm.
You ask them that, they probably say, "Well, what is that? Is that something that comes in a box?" Don't know nothing about it.
Right.
They don't follow the future of music.
Mm-mm.
They don't even, once they get their license,
mm-hmm.
they may not even go back to the FCC website until 8 years later when it's time to renew.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even check out your competition. They don't even know what the policy battles are.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Shut them down.
Wow.
I'm telling you, that could shut them down. And if we... It's, you know, it's kind of funny that we as internet radio, we have our own circle. We have our own folks that we support.
With.
Mm. I mean, we stick together.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we could be just as mean to them as they are to us. And if we see a station that's broadcasting at 7:10 and they're supposed to be off the air at 7 o'clock, well, I could turn them into FCC.
That's true.
And they could get fined big time. You get enough fines, you're going to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop Willis will tell you about that.
Wow.
That's part of the reason why he lost a lot of his stations, because he couldn't pay the fine.
Mm.
Wow.
Or the tax penalties.
Mm.
And I know that's being recorded. They may come after me.
That's all right.
You know what?
He gonna edit it out.
yeah. You know, I'm a part of that. I'm a part of that, sir. Cause that's why I won't get no paycheck. Oh, but look,
we would be just as mean as anybody funny. Else. If the truth be told. We can run what we want to run.
That's true.
Have nobody censoring nothing over here.
That's true.
I can turn on a cursing program 24 hours a day if I wanted to. The internet is unregulated.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Kevin.
And the honest don't understand how important internet radio is. Mm. Internet radio, see, with terrestrial radio, they care nothing about music. Mm. They care nothing about it. Has nothing to do with music with terrestrial radio. Mm. It's all about advertising. Mm-hmm. They are all about the money. They don't care nothing about music. Your music means nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
On the internet side, it's more of the music than it is about the money.
Right. Wow.
See, and artists really don't understand that. They, I don't know why they don't, because I'm pretty sure they've been told time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not getting it.
Mm.
And they national.
Radio don't care about no music. Look at the number one record right now on gospel radio, and I told everyone, Cassie J has nothing against her.
Right.
But no one knew
who Cassie J was.
I kept asking people, you know about the number one record, Cassie J. Say who?
I'm saying the number one record on gospel radio.
No, I don't know nothing about, I ain't never heard of that. What's the name of the record? I'm like, what? Now, they don't care about no music, man. They care about that money that they got to pay them bills with.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I have nothing against them.
That's good stuff. Hey, Reggie, you got anything to say about it? Reggie, quiet on that.
No, I mean, I can be where everybody else, man. I'm just trying to do whatever I can, man, to keep those artists, let them know how important internet radio is now, and let them know how important it can be in the future. I'm not telling or taking them away. Tell them not to get the music played on anything. I don't care if you send your music to a station that got 10 watts.
Right.
As long as you're getting their airplay.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I do. I never tell the artist, don't send your music to this station, don't send your music to that station, because you never know, out of 10 people that are listening, two people might call you, want to book you to an event.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I do try to push them to internet, because we will give them more spins than any terrestrial station there is. And that's a big advantage that we have in artists that I know of, that upcoming artists want airplay than they want anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And us as internet station, again, we can play their music many times we want to, and that's how we feel. You know, I had an internet station owner call me the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Reggie. I've been seeing I'm following your Twitter feed. It seems like you play the same artist three times in a row. He said you might wanna change your programming. I ain't gonna say who it was, but Andre Carter. That's my boy there, that thing.
Uh-huh.
But I had to tell Andre. I said, Andre, I ain't being mean. I understand you looking out for my station. I appreciate it. But, dude, this is a hobby for me. If I want to play three artists back-to-back in a row, the same song back-to-back in a row,
mm-hmm.
it's a blessing for that artist because they can tweet three times in a row.
Right.
And he was just telling me, well, you know, if I was you, I would program it. When you want to play this thing, I program it that way. Andre, you want to send G1 your way? And I'd mark the radio my way. Whatever social broke was, he was like, well, I got somebody, man, who can program your station, right? You know, to stop. Dude, what are you going to know? Do your station your way. I do my station. I'm happy. The artist ain't complaining. So my point is, not like Andre. That's my dude. I love my manager.
Right.
And he's trying to help me, which he was right. You know what I mean? Right. If we want to run my station professionally, he right. I shouldn't be playing the same three songs back to back in a row.
Right.
But he don't know that artist could have gave me an extra $50 to do it.
Was it a good song? Was the song
Reggie
hot?
Crazy. Reggie is crazy, man.
I got somebody listening right now. Can you play my song? And that has happened. I'm quite sure it happened. You too, Kevin and Henry. They might say, oh, I got my family listening right now. Can you play the song again so we can hear it on the radio?
Yeah,
I don't mind.
But there is no payola on the internet.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I know that. I know that. I ain't want to say that because I might get money hungry. But you know I ain't gonna do that. But yeah, man, I just had to say that. But you know he was right, man. He did say some things, you know, stop clock and all this stuff, which that ain't me, man. I mean, I ain't got time for that. I don't have time. I say, man, do you know I'm doing other things outside of Rejoice America Radio? But that's what I do, man. But
About a week and a half ago, I was listening to a local station in another city. They didn't have no respect of the clock because they kept playing the same thing over and over. They play the same sweeper. Yeah, I'm riding home with so-and-so, over and over again, the same command.
Wow.
They respect the clock either. What they're doing, whatever they're driving revenue.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
What they're doing is getting them in because you, when I say this, radio people will probably say, well, how do you know about this? Well, when you go and buy advertising, you're going to buy a certain number of spots.
Yeah.
So they're obligated to get them spots in. They say, well, hey, you know, we get them all in 2 days, and hey, all your spots are gone.
Yep. That's good stuff.
Well,
wow.
They created programming. I mean, like you said, hey, you appreciate it. You know, you run it the way you want to run it. That's why when somebody sent me a message saying, why are you playing secular music? I said, because I like it.
It's your station. Wow.
Right. If you listen to the OJs got a song out called We Got a Message in Our Music.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hit for
me. Sure was. Yeah.
People don't understand. They don't understand music. They think everything has to be praise and worship type music. And then they don't even live it.
You said don't even live it. Wow.
That's why you might hear R&B hip hop song, because I still live that way sometimes.
You still live that way? You're a gangster out here? You're a gangster for Jesus?
I might say some little way or something. Let me tell you what I did one day, man. This Saturday night, tune in. We do some other radio, gonna start playing some R&B love songs.
Uh-huh.
You know, it seemed like I had more listeners
uh-huh.
to hear the
oh,
love
you did.
Songs than I will if I do the gospel show.
See? That's because people still listening to it, man. It's out there. Music is music.
I mean, let's face it. We love music. You want to hear a song when you're happy. You want to hear a song when you're sad.
Yeah.
You know, but God created music to give him praise and glory. I mean, it's different venues of music. It's jazz music.
Right.
It's wedding music.
I saw some pictures where they said the Saints were at a Christian event.
Mm-hmm.
I think God posted it up and said, I didn't know that the Saints knew how to do the wobble. Everybody on the floor was
oh, shoot.
And so the young lady came back and said, it was the Saints that invented the wobble. So, you know, listen, man.
They just wobble to
whatever,
a different song.
Whatever, you know, whatever you desire to do with your media
mm-hmm.
outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Success is acceptable as long as you're not infringing upon anybody else's rights, and you stand true to the vision that you put forth.
Mm-hmm.
So
all I can say. I used to question Delroy when he was making his switch, but you know, I had to understand the man was doing. It's about business.
Right.
It's about business, and politics is a who gets what and how much.
Mm. That's interesting.
Right. Until we come to grips with all of this, we're just going to be all frightened. Not us. I'm just saying. So a lot of these other people are going to be all fragmented.
Mm-hmm.
Messed up.
Wow. Sharing the truth about it.
Here to stay, man. We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Internet's here to stay.
I'm going somewhere, but I changed my mind.
You're going to miss out if you do. With all that knowledge you got.
Yeah.
Please.
Absolutely. I'm going to switch. I'm gonna come up with some creative ways. You know, I spend too much time in the dungeon trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, I think we all do. Like I said,
come up with some creative ways. You'll see.
Yeah, I think we all, in our own right, you know, can come up with some things to come together and
like
do some
DC,
things.
When you were down, you came to Washington D.C. We broadcasting out in the Font Plaza in the heart of Southwest Washington D.C.
It sure was. Yes, sir. I came down. We broadcasted live. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
DC had his internet radio hooked up. I said, man, are you online yet? Give me some time. Hold on, brother Harris.
We went live, though. We did
that's
go live.
That's DC.
Give me a second.
We went live. Internet radio do more remote broadcasts than some of these terrestrial stations.
That's right.
You got that right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I know I don't broadcast live all the time, but some of the internet, I know Brother Reggie, I know Kevin J, CJB, mm-hmm. TC, they're out.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live.
Mm-hmm.
L-I-V-E.
The stations come in there in the walking suit, jumping in, they take a chair, they stay for a few minutes and say, I got to go, I got another appointment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
And we need to hook up something live somewhere in a city near you.
You know what? I think we ought to come together and build a platform, like a concert or something for the artists like Reggie do. Reggie's good at that. He do go around and promote Rejoice America Radio and, you know, do free concerts. I want to commend you on that, sir, because I think that's a great idea of marketing your station, man. You get out there and you do it, man. So I just want to say I really commend you on that, sir.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, man. And you know why I do it, man? And at the same time, because I have to market and promote my station.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm for marketing and promoting my station at the same time at this concert and giving a lot of upcoming or independent artists a platform where they can sing and do their music and sell their product. Some artists have benefited from them. I perform at one of my events
mm-hmm.
on the Saturday night, and a month later somebody might book them, then they can charge their own price. And that's the way I do it, man. But again, I just thought of, man, me and my team thought about it. That's been working.
Mm-hmm.
It's been working. Now it's got to the point now that churches are calling me to come to their church to put a concert. Mm-hmm. So what I do is, if they have the venue,
mm-hmm.
I bring a concert to their church. If it's somewhere local within 8-hour drive or something like that, we do a free concert. I don't believe in charging people at a concert. That's just me. And we take up a love offering. And
there we go.
Church might split the love offering 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know what I mean? That's
you
know, good.
You make $5 in love offering, give me $2.50.
Mm-hmm.
But I come out there myself, and I'll be responsible for bringing the artist.
Because
mm-hmm. the church got to think about it. If you bring five artists, each artist charges $300, the church got to come out of the pocket
$1,500. Mm-hmm.
So I just bring the artists for free. Now, folks who want to come, I try to get some artists in the area, and you know, something they can do where nobody make no money. So that's how I do it, man. I'm planning to expand it a little more, man. I got people who want to partner with me
mm-hmm.
and bring stuff to their church. And well, that's what I'm trying to do, man. I think that, like I was saying, Henry Hines or this other award show I went to this weekend,
mm-hmm.
This company called Angelica Records.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my first time going to these events. I just heard about them within the past 3 or 4 months. And I went to the award show, man. I was very impressed.
Mm.
And I never heard of this company before.
Mm.
So that Friday night, it was saying, the next day, man, we got somebody coming for Spirit Code 1. I said, oh, Lord, this dude Henry Harris again. They say, here he is coming. I said, that's my boy. Yeah, I got somebody to help me now because I'm going to be here tomorrow. And again, man, and I talked to the lady today, and I told her she got something she's doing next year in Louisiana. I said she got to bring somebody on that board or the panel to do a workshop where we can educate these artists. Because I met a lot of artists from Arkansas, other states who don't know nothing about internet radio. So that means if we go, I'm talking about Louisiana, some parts of Texas, they never heard of internet radio before.
Wow.
So that'd be a good area where me, Henry, and Kevin, and us who have internet radio stations go out there and educate these people. So we've been on the East Coast too long, seeing like these people just don't get it.
Right. Right. And
maybe because they got too many people to choose from.
And you know what, Reggie, you said in the mouthful, because I know people down in Kentucky, you don't even have a gospel radio station. In certain areas, only we have gospel radio stations as well that we need to expand out to and let them know about internet radio, and they'll start tuning in. Because I know I talk to people in Kentucky and other places. I just talk to a lot of people I know out of town. They said, man, I'm tired of the same old stuff. They don't even have no gospel radio station out here. And I start telling them about internet radio and I told them about y'all and about us, and they said start listening to y'all and stuff like that. They like what they hear. So I know that, basically we get out here more and more and educate the consumer, as Kevin said and Mr. Harris said. I think that was very profound. And also educate the artists about how important it is. Once again, I think that internet radio is going to grow even further. You know what I'm saying? Have the quality programming as well. I think that's key, too, have a quality programming. And just make it, sprucing up on everything on our end as well to make it an enjoyable experience for everybody. That's what I believe, as we do the Basic Foundation show here and try to just educate artists. People listening tonight, we want to let the artists know that we wanted to educate you guys as well. And also, we love for people to call in and ask questions about it as well. The phone lines are still open. Got a few moments we're going to be on the air. It's 712-432-0075. Again, that's 712-432-0075. Access code is 885-995. Again, that's 885-995. Talking about the truth about radio. I hope you guys gleaned a lot of information this evening. And hopefully that, we've answered a lot of questions. And like I said, we actually going to invite the young lady, Terry Gold, on once again. I know she said she had a engagement at her radio station that she couldn't be on the call tonight. But we definitely want to get her on and, educate even more. Definitely want to do that.
Hey, I want to apologize to David
Harris.
I didn't mean to call your name on it.
That's
I'm sorry.
No, no, you just brought it up. That's not a problem, man. I was supposed to be there, but I won't go into the reasons on the tape.
Right.
Man, I was supposed to be there, man. I was just.
Man, I look at it like this, man. This is how I look at it for any event that's going on. If you can't be there, as long as I'm there, I can call you and talk about it and tell you how it is. If it was worth it, if we should go to the event.
I thought you was out of town because I asked. Kevin, I thought,
because
he did tell me you didn't go. I thought you was out there with the rest of them folks.
No, I wasn't out there with them. I was supposed to go, but something came up that I had to be somewhere else, which was paying me money, and Las Vegas paid me.
He keep it 100.
My son likes LeBron James and Air Jordan, so I had to go.
You're absolutely right, man. If they ain't paying, it's kind of hard.
Come on, bless me. All these bless me saints. I'm tired. That's why I'm broke.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But just like some things going on in D.C., I can't be everywhere. But as long as I got somebody, one of my partners like Henry or Kevin or somebody with internet there, they can pass the word on, tell me what I missed, and I know to come to the next one. As long as there's somebody that's there that's representing internet radio, man, that's all that matters.
Yes, sir.
Because we can't be everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. But I'm going to try to make sure, man, this thing they got on in New Orleans next year, I don't know the date, man, we have to make arrangement or send them their sponsorship package to get us there, man, because we need to be in that area, in that market, man, and promote what we're doing and to help those artists, because they don't have it. They're getting everything off of, these conference calls and all these, what they get on Wikipedia and Google, and it's not going to help them.
Wow. That's good stuff. I heard Kevin say that in a while. Kevin, were you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, man. I'm doing some other things. I'm like Brother Reggie. I got to make some money.
All right. We go to a commercial.
I'm still here.
We go to a commercial.
Yeah,
I've been enjoying
this,
man.
Well, I do want to say, I always thank you, gentlemen, for coming on this, taking out your time, for coming on Basic Foundation Show and spreads the knowledge and wisdom and educating the artists. And, you know, we do this for free every week. And we're doing it now for over 5 years now or more. And I want to say I appreciate everybody for coming on and always, you know, imparting something that can help someone out there.
It's helping me.
Wow, we about to get out of the way for the evening. Let everybody know what y'all stations are, with the people that's listening out there. So I want to start with Kevin. Tell them about your station and everything, sir. I guess
he... Hi, this is Kevin James, program director at CJB Radio. You can find us or you can submit your music, www.cjbradio.com. And make sure your music is tagged. Don't have to send it back and not play it.
Wow. I like that, Mr. Harris.
Hey, this is Henry Harris. I'm practicing my announcer's voice.
Yes, sir.
I am with SpiritCo1.com, SpiritCo, the number 1.com. You can send your music to hharris at SpiritCo1.com. Streaming Christian music to the world.
Oh, that's good, man. I like that. Okay.
Hey, he's been practicing on that thing. He
hasn't
really tagged anything.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Reggie.
He's been practicing.
Yeah, he has. I can tell. Go ahead, Brother Reggie. That's my dude.
Going live pretty soon. I called PC, remember?
Yeah, he sure did call me. He sure did. Yeah.
Wow.
It's about to be on the popper. Brother Reggie, we want to know about Rejoice. Yeah, we want to know about Rejoice America, man.
Rejoice.
Yeah.
So okay, let's... I am Brother Reggie, the owner of Rejoice America Radio, where we play music that lifts your spirits and move your soul. We also play music that your favorite terrestrial radio station does not play. So for more information, please call us at area code 704-900-544. And once again, we lift spirits and move souls.
All right, we got the announcer voices on tonight. Okay, y'all got me scared. Okay, all right.
Well, you ain't got nothing to be scared.
Well, this is TC and AB, the original Jamming for Jesus Sons of Thunder together tonight, and I just want to say, hey, WOGS 103.9, we'll be taking limits off. If you want to log on to hear us, www.wogs1039fm.com. Again, that's www.wogs1039fm.com. Send your music at wogs1039fm@gmail.com. I'm slowing down for you, wogs1039fm@gmail.com. And avail yourself to send us music. And I'm like Kevin James, it has to be tagged or it won't get played. And we're going to send it back to you and say, please tag this. Appreciate it. You know? That's how we do it.
Some good music.
That's right. Gentlemen, I thank y'all for coming on tonight, man. As always, man, I have fun every time y'all come on, man. We're going to have to do this again. You know, Reggie come on here just being crazy with us tonight.
You need that laugh, man.
I love it.
So why everybody always say I'm the crazy one, man? You know, started, I was just calm when I got on the air.
Yeah,
I just laid back. I wasn't going to say anything.
And then we let you loose, and it's on the pop. We let the band loose and it's over. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude, though. I appreciate it.
Don't forget to invite the lady on the call the next time, so maybe she can make time or ask her, do she have a special day that we need to do the call so we can make a special.
Yes, yes.
Just for her. So
that's for sure.
Make sure she knows exactly how this thing operates.
See what I do with y'all.
Hey, come on, man. She's going to go listen to the archives. She's going to say, I ain't getting over those guys. They ain't going to jump on me.
She's going to bring some help with it. Don't worry about it.
Some of the questions.
Man, I'm about to get out of the way, y'all. We're going to see y'all later. We're going to carry this on out the air. So y'all be blessed. God bless y'all. Keep it locked right here, y'all.